Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Aha! We found you again.
Yeah.
Well,
you're stuck with us again. Hi.
Exactly, you're stuck with us again in episode edition 480 of AMC Press and Go. On tonight's show, entitled The Incidents in... In a drunken, confused world, in a confused, drunken world, we attempt to explore what exactly went wrong on Cinco de Mayo, no less, in Baltimore with a off-duty cop. And then a teacher in Marietta, Georgia, is accused of trashing a kid with autism for trash behavior. More coming up on this. And then in Florida, parents give their kids the white stuff as a bargaining tool. And then also, a naked man has yet to prove why he's not, why it's not right to carry an AK-47 to Granny's house. And to finish up tonight, we will, why we need to raise awareness about disabilities, invisible disabilities, and more for info on us. You can catch us at itsmyills.com/AMTPress and shop for us on Zazzle.com. Keyword AMC Press pop-up shop, and you can connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter, which our handles are AMC Press 31 and AMC Press News. So yes, we were stunned ourselves back in the testing room where we get all these articles, and we're looking for new articles. So please submit them if anybody hears us. Anyway, so the testicle-biting cop, as he's known, basically went to a bar and apparently bit somebody over a fight. The victim called 911 about 11:47, just past midnight, on Tuesday to report that this flag, another man assaulted him in an alleyway behind a bar and said that he was attacked. After telling Flag to stop for inappropriate touching of his female roommate, Flag was off duty. Well, that stirs up things, doesn't it, Johnny? I mean, yeah. If you're an off-duty cop and you want to have a good time, what's the first thing you want to do on Cinco de Mayo?
Have a beer.
Have a beer, exactly. It's not
have
to...
Another beer.
And then have another bit. Exactly. It's not to bite somebody's testicles off. I mean, it is...
Yeah.
it's one of those things that I think this person was confused whether dogs were allowed on out on Cinco de Mayo or if blind dogs were watching, you know, kind of thing. I mean, I don't know about you, but when, you know, when you're friends and you're in a bar, right, and you get the drink, you don't go, I don't like this drink, I want to taste some balls. Or you don't go looking behind the, you know, and it makes it a challenge when you're especially off duty. You know, you're not responsible for what your own behavior. I mean, even if you were on duty, it would just be horrendous. I mean, taking this from a standpoint of the cop, you just go, I don't know if I'm hungry. It's like a psychiatrist going, are you hungry? Are you sleepy? Are you this or are you that? You know. It's kind of senseless, but then again, I mean, to give a simple history of Cinco de Mayo, it's when it's pretty much, it's on the Day of the Dead. It is basically, you know, the celebration of a source of pride of when they can reveal their ethnicity and stuff like that. One way they can honor to celebrate the day. The day is observed by the Mexican army for the unlikely victory over the French forces at the Battle of Toluca, which, if you take it into a bar, they took a bite out of the Battle of Toluca. I mean, it deals with the French invasion, right? And we all celebrate it with a beer. You know, and then they continue to have stuff with the United States and Mexico and elsewhere. And elsewhere, outside the United States and America, that it's emphasized with Mexican cuisine, culture, and food. For example, Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
That definitely gives new meaning to the word beer nuts.
Oh, my.
Yeah, right. Beer nuts and beer, just nuts in general. Are you fucking nuts or nutters? You know, then there's a skydiving club near Vancouver. And also, a Mexican skydiving club in the Cayman Islands in the Caribbean, where there's an annual air guitar competition. Now, I'm just imagining this off-duty cop trying to get to an airlift, you know, and skydiving and going, I'm in a life on me, oh, shit! You know. So it's not just American culture. They also have it in London and New Zealand and also Paris and in Tokyo. So it's a great thing. The insanity you know, that's the history of Cinco de Mayo, but people don't really, realize the history of it. You know, how many dozens of people died, you know, and they celebrate it with food and dancing and whatever. It's annual, and it's great. So anyway, back to the fight. So there was apparently a fight, and then as the victim was starting to walk home in the 700 block of Linwood Street, police said flag ran up from behind and attempted to punch him in the face. What the fuck is that? You're drunk. You're trying to bite the balls off of somebody, and then you punch him in the face? Personally, I would have put you up against Mayweather in the fight. Which is actually pretty funny. I mean, that was funny. And the fact that over the weekend that happened too. But now, Flag is a 10-year veteran of the county police and assigned to the Northern District, where neighbors in Baltimore say, and the department apologized in a statement to WBAL, reporting that Flag has been charged with second-degree assault and placed on paid administrative duties. These charges are disturbing, and we have an obligation as police officers to conduct ourselves in a professional manner on and off duty. We will fully cooperate with the Baltimore Police Department as they conduct their investigation. At this time, we cannot comment because of our agency, and this is a confidential personal matter. I don't know about you, but they should fire him. I think that's a yes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if I didn't know any better, I would be if I didn't know any better, I would have, you know, said I was really sorry, I'm scared of losing my job, but no. I mean, unless you have a doctor in McGraw and you are going to literally take a bite out of crime, I don't think you should be going down and chopping somebody's nuts off. What are you thinking? What the hell are you thinking? But anyway, somebody in Marietta, Georgia, right, going from a nut-busting cop to a teacher accused of putting a boy with autism in a trash can. That's a bit of an extreme. So, a veteran, isn't this right, Johnny? A veteran special ed teacher is accused of putting a second grader with autism in a trash can because saying that his behavior was similar to Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street.
I mean, come on.
I mean, that's cruel enough.
That is messed up. I mean, like, you don't put, I don't care who you are, you don't put anybody in a can.
I mean, the only thing you put in a trash can is trash and things you don't want, like socks and light bulbs and electrical cords.
Don't put any electronics in there.
You know, electrical cords or whatever. I mean, you know, so anyway, this teacher, Mary Catherine Percy, was a teacher now, at Mount Bethel Elementary in Marietta, Georgia, who was attempting to calm a child during an after-school program last Thursday, and they accused talked with the victim about Oscar the Grouch and his trashy behavior. How do you, you know, they don't have any video of this, so we can't really share with you audibly what happened, but Tassoni is warranted arrest warrant states that the victim, the accused, told the victim that he had trashy behavior like Oscar the Grouch, and so he'd go into the trash can. I don't think you tell a 7-year-old that, or a 6-year-old, or even a 5-year-old. I mean, they're small enough, but nobody belongs into a fucking trash can or a closet. I mean, it's a 45.
Especially when you're
person.
Especially when you're in like a person of authority.
Right. If you're a person of authority, then you
should know. You should know better.
Yeah. If you're a person of authority, then what you do is you take classes on how you're going to do something. Right? You do that, right? You don't put him in the trash can and talk to him about how Oscar the Grouch is trashy. No, Oscar the Grouch isn't trashy. Oscar the Grouch is... rather... thinks badly on the world. That's why he was created. He's the anti-person.
He's
grouchy. Exactly. He's not grouchy. He just has another view on the world, which is not the same thing.
And Oscar Grouch loves trash.
Right, but it's not the same. It's not the same thing as talking trash. That's different. You know, talking trash is like what the guy in the bar did. But anyway, you know, she had then picked up the child by the legs and held him upside down and put his head first into the trash can. This could be aggravated assault. The boy was crying, screaming, yelling, stop, or... while he was being held by Percy, and the arrest warrant states that she set the boy on the floor, and the incident was witnessed by 2 paraprofessionals and then school director. The other students in the classroom also witnessed that Priscilla's actions, and she was arrested on Monday night and charged with cruelty to children of 1st degree. And she's been in the school just for 21 years and is on leave with Kay while the matter is under review. When we have more stuff, we will post, tell you. Since our website is getting revamped, we will tell you. Also, in Florida, right? A couple, it just keeps getting worse from here on out, honestly. A couple gave their teenage daughters cocaine and marijuana as they went to school and did household chores and authority.
You know, if you have Florida and news in the same sentence, it's pretty bad.
Well, yeah. Florida and anything except Florida and the fact that it's near Cuba, that's number one. Number two,
It's not all bad. My favorite convenience store is down there, too. So it's not all that bad.
No. I mean, many good... many good things happen in Florida. Many screwed up things happen in Florida as well. I mean, and if they didn't go to school, that's their fault, and they're using it as a bargaining tool for school attendance. That screams to me that something's wrong in the family. According to the affidavit, the mother said she smoked pot with her five daughters five times, and her father smoked cocaine with the teens. With one of his daughters and daughter's boyfriend's in his truck. Well, if you come from an abusive childhood, this is certainly it. Chad Mudd, the 36-year-old father who works in a beach bar, was charged with 6 counts of child abuse and 1 count of possession of cocaine. Joey Mudd, the girl's 34-year-old mom, was charged with 2 counts of child abuse, and arrest records say that she works at a pediatrician's office. Are you kidding me?
Are you serious?
Are you kidding me? You work in a pediatrician's office, you smoke cocaine, and you're around kids all day?
That's
fucked up. Yeah. I mean, there isn't, like, it's like, you know, I can only imagine how they deal with, you know, how they dealt with raising their kids. You know, watch the kid. Okay, how many times? You know, it doesn't at least clear the airwaves. But then Mr. Mudd was released on Wednesday. Look, there was Chad Mudd. Was released on Thursday under calls to the telephone numbers belonging to the Mudds weren't answered, and it's very unclear if they've retained an attorney or not, and it's not clear who has taken the custody of the children, and the sheriff's office hasn't immediately turned for a phone call. So, I don't know, you know, how do these, you know, how do these things get on the news? I mean, it is similar into the fact that this has just been Morgan Freeman weighed in on the death of Freddie Gray and criticized the media for the Baltimore coverage. Honestly, with all this fucking shit, it's no wonder how pretty much you know, everything is going haywire. He said fuck the media, and Friedman is a person who candidly expressed his thoughts on the unrest unfolding in the city since passing of Freddie Gray. The 77-year-old actor said he was basically dissatisfied with news reports. I mean, honestly, I can agree with him. Look at MSNBC, Fox News, CNN, go between those three. There's take, and then there's take, just the commentary. You know, and CNN wants to be a pure news, and but others are just commentary, and they're commenting on things that they see. You know, they never get, the thing is, they never get, nobody ever gets, that when you bring cameras into an area like Baltimore, kind of are invading their space. You know, why the whole thing started. You know, despite his criticisms, the quote, Academy Award winning actor did credit the media for an improvement that he fit they've made since last year's coverage of the death of Michael Brown in Missouri, and particularly Morgan took issue with the national conversation of over Brown's killing, which seemed to be focused on the fact that he robbed a convenience store until finally being gunned down. That's the problem. I mean, they don't get within the minutiae of stuff. That's the thing. I mean, Johnny, when you see stuff, right, does the news, your local news, get into the minutiae of it, or do they just say, oh yeah, this happened, that's...
Depend on who you watch. So it depends on what news you watch.
I mean, it depends on what news you watch, but I think it also depends on everything else with it is one of those things where you don't get you don't get the whole story. You know what I mean? You never get the full story. And when you do get the full story, it's not a... It's not a thing in which... It's not a thing in which it's a one-stop shop. There are many, many, many,
it's like an onion.
Right. Exactly.
There's so many different layers going on around here.
Right. So many different layers.
You gotta peel it back to see what's all going on.
Yeah, and that's what we attempt to do. Peel back the layers. The thing about, like, the news in Baltimore and everything, what I think is that there should be less coverage by Fox and more coverage by international news sources, so that way we actually get a fuller picture on American TV. But there isn't enough of that. And then in other news, a man threatens neighbors with an AK-47. Why? We don't know. The fact that he was nude and sitting outdoors after getting a complaint from John Alt, the distressed neighbor, said on Saturday in North Carolina that he found Brian Tracy Carroll to be unshamed and unrepentant. Alt told the officers that Carroll was arrested without any clothing on a chair at 30 feet from where Alt's teenage daughter was riding horses. Naked and confused and hunting people. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. But when Rowan County deputies told Karen that children and other neighbors could see him, he replied that he didn't care. and then he freed me and then trying to get under Neo's skin, and left when he confirmed that he threatened him with an AK-47 and he knew how to use it. The neighbor had been locked up in an ongoing dispute, and Carol was charged with indecent exposure and communicating threats, and he was released from Rowan County Detention Center after posting a $2,000 security bond, and according to the South Jersey Post, he's due in court on June 8th, and he looks like a bearded mess, but there's no confirmation on what he might wear. What do you think of this story, Donnie?
What do you think? Where did I go?
I had to say, where did he go? I mean, it is one of those things. But then we finally get to the biggest story of the night. That being fat and ugly, and isn't a disability, no. This person left a note on the person's car on how she was offended that she couldn't notice that this person had a disability. Number one, a while ago, it states that being fat and ugly doesn't count as disabled. Note why we need to raise awareness on invisible disabilities. Well, ADHD is an invisible disability. Crohn's disease is an invisible disability. What this person has is definitely an invisible disability. Being fat and ugly doesn't count as disabled. Talk elsewhere, the note said.
What?
Sarah, so that's to start with, okay? This note has been shared over 3,000 times, and this caused an outrage on social media. The fact that Sarah is 35 and has a chronic illness called fibromyalgia, which is an invisible disability that causes pain, chronic fatigue, and muscle stiffness, after parking her car in the disability space at a Tesco store. Tesco is a British supermarket chain, and on Thursday, April 30th, so this was about a week back, the mom returned a handwritten note and left by a judgmental pastor, despite being entitled to park due to her illness. In a Facebook post, Sarah said, along with a note, an open letter to the unknown person, dear shelter, in Clifton Mall, Tesco, York car park, at approximately 6 p.m. today, the 30th of October, who decided to leave a hurtful note on my car. I know that I may not look ill, but in fact, I chose to smile rather than cry because I do suffer from a long-term condition that causes pain, fatigue all over my body, and these symptoms are increased sensitivity to pain, fatigue, muscle stiffness, difficulty sleeping, problems with metaprosthesis, known as fibrofog, such as problem with memory and concentration and headaches, irritable bowel syndrome, dizziness and clumsiness, feeling too hot or too cold, and this because you're not able to regulate your body temperature properly, but restless leg syndrome, an overwhelming urge to move your legs, tingling, numbness, prickling, burning sensations in your hands, paresthesia, anxiety, and depression. Despite the fact that I work hard, I never take sick time, so I don't claim disability benefits, and that's not that it's wrong for people to do so. I juggle work and family life, and I just have a really bad, painful day every day. Please, don't be so quick to judge people by appearances. I say one day you may say the same to someone who could really push them over the edge. Luckily, I'm an open-minded person and know that appearances can be deceptive, and some people don't know these things. But I would like to say to you that if you're reading this now, it's better to be kind than hateful. And quite frankly, if you never know what kind of person is having, a day a person is having, and what the consequences of your actions will be. Thank you. She hopes that the social media drive will find the person responsible so she can educate them that they are not all disabilities are visible. She's right. All disabilities aren't visible. I mean, unless you have a wandering eye or you have cerebral palsy, you can't spot a person with Alzheimer's, you can't spot a person with ADHD, you can't spot a person with Asperger's. You can't, spot that, but you can spot the handicapped parking spaces and stuff like that. But then she continues also to say, Sarah told me that I suffered from eating disorder and low self-esteem and confidence in the past, and noted that that note could have really pushed me over the edge and why I feel so strongly that I've raised awareness of it. The people Strictly Come Dancing winner and Royal Marine Cassie Little lost a leg in Afghanistan, and he has also suffered abuse, as well as the parking in disabled parking spaces recently after a person he didn't realize had his prosthetic limb. Honestly, people are so inconsiderate. But then, this is why it's important to raise awarenesses. I mean, a while back, we reported about a person who was basically in front of a court and said she had Crohn's disease. Now, you can't see Crohn's disease. It's in the middle. It's in the line of the stomach. And so it's a lot more difficult to see. Obviously, you can't every day go into people's stomachs and say, do you have Crohn's disease? Also, there is more stuff. There were 55 comments. Not having a blue badge, which is so she shouldn't be, a blue badge is something similar to a disabled parking spot space. That also, she says that this is why raising awareness of invisible disabilities is so important to those who are judging, think they're actually defending the rights of the genuinely disabled, but in reality they're making life a lot more difficult for people fighting a battle with their health. I mean, I've faced judgments, haven't you? Johnny? Johnny?
Whoops.
Yeah. Have you faced judgment? Have you faced judgments?
You're talking, nothing's happened. So, years ago, yeah. Well, I still face. You know what? These days, I really don't give a hoot.
Well, yeah. I mean, have you ever said to you, oh yeah, your disability is invisible?
It might be invisible, but not going to change who I am.
Exactly. I mean, it's not going to change who you are. It's incredible to, you're violating so many people, thousands and thousands of people worldwide, because people don't have to be so rude. you know, the fact that we're all human, you know, when you have a disability and you say, being fat and ugly doesn't count as a disability, are you fucking kidding me? This is insane. I mean, that's the thing. Oh, yeah, having ADHD is fat and ugly, and it shouldn't be warranted. Many people would disagree. And the fact that, you know, they even, you know, photographed the car with the license plate and the blue badge at the same time. It's insanity. Most people, if they are disabled, have some sort of, I mean, I have a Blue Oyster card when I'm in the UK, and it's specialized, and I have a Metro card from specialized Metro card from New York City, but it is not a thing where you can just make fun of people with disabilities. It's rather disheartening. It's rather disheartening to people that when all we want to do is kill you, when, you know, there's some people who are not so open to other people. And that's really the case, right?
Yep.
I mean, how do you how is it how is it that you have how is it that you can do this freely? I want to know. We should have a poll, you know, of people. But it is incredible to see this. This is insane. It's insane. But we have to finish off for the weekend, or the week, and we'll see you back on Monday. So I guess it's time to read the credits, right?
I think Alice back on Monday.
Allison is back on Monday, so we will look forward to her return, hopefully. The credits. And we promise we will have insert music and stuff like that, and outro music or whatever.
For now, I guess we'll have to give you this nice little closing right here.
This nice little thing, right? Yes, that. Anyway, so this episode was produced by Johnny, by AMC Presico. Johnny Duvall was our sound designer. Sound was your host for the evening with Johnny and Red Hood. Red Hood is stealing more violins. And our drivers are Stan Delilah, our intern is the key to deliverance. His intern is the declaration is even better. Declaration is even better than intern is Forgetful Mike. Forgetful Mike is still fucking useless and should get a lobotomy. However, we are useless, and what we can tell you is that this show is produced by speaking into microphones or any other phone at all, and this concludes our show for tonight. So please tune in on Monday for more satire, same satire, same time. Same exact time. Podcasting from all of us to all of you. What do we say?
Good night.
Good night.